This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There's a new dating app out there called Tribal, and they're being a little bit innovative in the game of dating apps by blurring the pictures of the people you're chatting with for the first 72 hours.
So they should call it beer goggles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't really tell what the person looks like just yet.
The creator of Tribal app, her name is Rachel Harker, and this is her explaining what Tribal is all about.
Tribal is essentially a friendship and dating app, but it's really based on psychology.
Does anybody really use an app to make friends? I'm not saying that, no judgment, but are there people that go on an app to find new friends?
Yes. I have met so many people in New York a couple of weeks ago that were just like, oh, yeah, and I'm on, I don't remember if it was Hinge or Bumble, but it was one of those. And they were just like, yeah, I'm here for friends. Like, I'm in a new city, transplant, I need friends.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Weird, right?
We should all try and find a friend on one of those apps.
Gosh.
It might be a tough sell to our significant others. Like, look, babe, I swear I'm not using Hinge for what other people use it for. I just need a new friend.
And let's see which one of us makes the coolest friend.
Yes.
Okay.
This sounds like the plot to that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen thing. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like you brought like the strangest person to a dinner party and whoever brought the strangest person won.
Let's do it.
And it's all about combating loneliness and improving social connection, trying to use technology in a really positive way. So the profile build and the questions are all around compatibility and values. And that's how people are matched and brought together. And I guess the psychology behind that is having aligned values, really trying to just eliminate that kind of superficial swipe culture.
Problem is, though, once you become unblurred, they're going to be like, oh.
But maybe they're already into you. You know, maybe the sparks were already flying and they're like, I can get past that.
I need more than 72 hours. I don't know if anyone's going to be into me if they see this. I'm like, oh, this guy's fun. He likes the things I like. Oh, wow. White Shrek. Wasn't expecting that. Thought you were more Vin Diesel in the blurry version.
Oh, no.
All right, so there's a woman that went on TikTok. This is the strangest story. Granted, I'm bald. I don't know what this would be like. I don't know what it would be like for you guys if you woke up in the middle of a flight and you looked at your hair and all of a sudden you had a braid that you didn't put in, your significant other didn't put it in, nobody that's part of your crew put it in, a random person did it.
This I would actually be freaked
happened.
Out.
So it happened to a woman. She went on TikTok to explain it. She's going viral for this. And here she's explaining what went down.
To the man that braided my hair while I was asleep on the plane, I need you to come forth immediately. You sat directly behind me. Some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep. I hibernate.
Okay, I'm kind of like the same as this woman. Like, it takes a lot to wake me up just in general, but on a plane as well.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
I mean,
do you think the guy was drunk? and thought it'd be funny?
I think it probably was both of those things.
Or did she have so much hair that her hair was kind of going over onto his seat and it was annoying him? And he's like, you know what?
I'm going to get her back with a braid.
With a good French braid.
I remember specifically, I'm asleep on the plane and I hear ksh, ksh. And I said, who is taking pictures? And when I wake up, it's literally right in my ear. That's where I found the braid. Don't touch people while they're asleep. It's weird.
Just don't touch people in general.
Yeah. Consent is sexy. A TikTok user is going viral because they shared their story about how they went on a date with a guy and things got weird when he wanted to pay for dinner. This is the news report on what happened.
All right, number six, you're out on a date with someone and everything is going great. Then the bill comes. They insist on paying, but they pull out their parents' black Amex card.
I would laugh. If I was on a date and someone's like, I'll pay, and then it's not even their card, it's their parents' card. I'd be like, all right, let's get another round of drinks. Yeah.
Generational wealth, sign me up.
That recently happened to a TikToker named Sarly. Her date asked her if she wanted to pay for her own drink or his mom could do it.
What?
He didn't say it that way, did he?
Oh, my God. I mean, fake it till you make it. We don't have to tell her whose card it is.
That would endear me to this person. You want my mom to pay for this? Excuse me, what? I have her credit card.
The Daily Migs Show.
Shaquille O'Neal is part of the cast of Inside the NBA. It's Shaq with Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley.
Now, Ernie and Kenny are great, but honestly, I'm not even a big basketball fan, but if I'm like flipping around and I see Shaq and Charles Barkley on camera at the same time, I'm sticking around.
They're hilarious.
They are great together.
They are. And Monday night, they were kind of breaking down what happened during the Clippers game that evening, but then there was some sort of a bathroom emergency that occurred, and Shaq had to take off.
Did you see the video of this?
Yes.
I mean, it's just so nonchalant. He just gets up and just walks off, like as if like people aren't going to notice that a 7 foot something tall dude is just leaving the set.
The other thing about Kawhi is
you all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
I just love that. Bad choice of words, but Charles Barkley constantly just gives him ass.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it. After 40, you can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless he's been drinking the olive oil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut. Hey, listen.
I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
Oh, man, if the producers hated Shaq, they would have kept those. Or if they hated everybody, they would have just kept the microphones on.
Oh, so bad.
I don't ever want to follow. If I went to a bathroom, not to get gross, but if I get into a bathroom and Shaq was walking out of that stall, I think I would try and find a different stall to go in.
Use the ladies' room, Steve. It's okay.
It's okay. I get a pass.
When Shaq came back, he had this to say.
Drinking that water.
Drinking that water, huh?
Chuck, so damn.
Oh, so he's trying to say it was just a number one. I mean, water's not going to make you go any other direction, right?
I don't think so.
So damn much.
What you mean?
Finish your point so we can go to break.
We waiting on you, fool!
I'm sitting here like, shut the hell up and hurry up. Anyway. Sorry about that, America.
Oh, God, that's so mortifying, though.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, thankfully. I mean, when I was pregnant, I would have some like moments where I was like, I have to pee and I have to pee now.
But it's just go time.
It's now. It's got to be now. To the point where
Sid had that too. And there were times where I'm like, there's a Panera. Let's go.
You know, I mean, I drive an hour to work, so I had bathroom stops like mapped out on my route.
Okay, that's awesome.
It was never to the point where there was like some, you know, chaotic emergency situation like poor Shaq had to deal with, but I definitely had to like pre-plan my commute because it was very rare that I could make it all the way to work without having to stop for the bathroom.
And I don't know if you're like, I feel like it's everybody. Once it gets in your head, even if like, you know, your body's like, no, we still got some time. But once your mind settles on the fact that you have to go to the bathroom for number one, whatever, it's just like, if this doesn't happen right now, I'm screwed.
And you can't stop thinking about it. It just overpowers every thought. It's awful.
No, I've never been pregnant. Some would say I have the body type of one. But I remember there was one time where I was driving home and I had too much water. And I was like, I'm not even going to make it into my house. Yeah. Like, I had to go so bad, number one. And I remember getting out of my car and I'm like, there's a couple stairs from the garage to get. I'm like, if I even step on one of those steps, I'm toast. So I just ended up just going and taking care of it in the bushes in the back alley of where my house is, where the garage was at my old house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if one of my neighbors sees this, they're going to be like, what the F is wrong with him? He's at his house, but he's still using nature to go use as the bathroom.
I mean, Steve, out where we live, nature is used a lot as the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, for you? Yeah, I'm actually shocked that you even have a bathroom inside your home.
Well, we don't need any of the gnarly details, but what about you, Rockaholics? When did nature call and the timing was just awful? Maybe it was a work thing. Maybe you were on a date. It could be anywhere. 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear those stories.
The Daily Migs Show.
We do not need all the gnarly details, but we do want to know, when did nature call at the absolute worst time?
Although we're a little worried about maybe people go too gnarly, so Danny just goes, hey, we should make sure we keep our finger, no pun intended, on the dump button.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to hear a story from someone, Steve, who might be the worst friend in history.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with Doug from Olympia. Doug, tell us about the time that nature called at a terrible time.
Me and a couple of buddies were, Rymo and Harrington, were on this state capitol campus, ate a bunch of mushrooms at night, and then, you know, it gets in your tummy and you feel it gurgling and you're like, uh-oh. And so it was nighttime, but, I had to drop trowel on the lawn of the Capitol building and go, and no toilet paper, so I had to use my socks and I left those behind, and then we went on our way.
Doug, you shared that story and it instantly reminded me of a time. It was in college, and I always bring this on my buddy Andy Whipple. I always give him the hardest time about this, and he's now a dad of a couple kids. But same thing happened. We were going to a bar. We might have enjoyed some hallucinogenic stuff as well. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, we're almost to the bar. He's like, I can't wait. Drops trowel in the middle of the street in Plattsburgh, New York. As he's doing that, he's like, Migs, I need toilet paper. I'm like, I don't have toilet paper. He's like, grab a leaf. So now I'm jumping, trying to get leaves off of the tree. As this is happening, mind you, this is like 6-7 o'clock at night. It's not that late. An entire movie theater lets out. And there's Andy just doing what he's doing, and I'm jumping. Oh, and I gotta leave. We look like the biggest morons. So you brought up that story. It instantly reminded me of that moment.
And Doug, I have a question. Was it the left sock or the right sock?
Well, I don't know. I started with one, and it wasn't enough. So.
Then he woke up the next day and just like, where did my socks go?
206-803-ROCK. Dustin from Bellevue, when did nature call at a really awful time?
So one time I was in a work truck. We have assigned trucks, so me and my buddy ended up taking a different truck that wasn't assigned to us. And we were stuck in traffic on I-5, and I really had to pee, so I had my coworker pull over. And I ended up going in a jug, and I left it in the truck. And the next morning, the guy that was assigned to the truck let's just say he wasn't too pleased that I left it in there.
Oh, man. And then you're in that weird dilemma of, like, I want to have this removed, but I also want to make the guy who did this remove it, but I don't want to be in the truck with this thing.
Oh,
that sucks.
Apple juice.
Yeah, right.
206-803-ROCK. Ron from Everett, when did nature call at the worst time?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was driving on my way to my martial arts class in my nice white gi. And I noticed about halfway through the ride that I had to go to the bathroom. And I kept telling myself, I can make it. I can make it. It's only a couple more minutes. I can make it. And then when I get there, I made the mistake of drinking an energy drink before I left for the class. Sure. And by the time I stepped out of the car, the whole weight of the bladder just hit me like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. As I'm walking to the class, I couldn't. There was too many people around. There was no place to pee. It just happened. And I turned around and drove back home in the drive of shame.
Well, Ron, it could have been worse. Instead of getting your yellow belt, you could have gotten your brown belt. So, I mean, I think it all worked out for you.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.